In 1950, John Crane came to purchase a drafting set that Dr. Rife had to sell. Crane became interested in the research that Dr. Rife had been working on. By 1953, they had built a more modern version of the frequency instrument from earlier schematics. Dr. Rife, John Crane, and John Marsh formed a company called Life Labs, Incorporated, and began again to try and reintroduce the instruments to doctors. Antibiotics and many other drugs were not giving the results that had been anticipated, and new doctors were more willing to take a look at Rife's frequency instrument. During this time, Life Labs began working on a revolutionary new smaller portable frequency instrument that would be less expensive than the current ray tube instrument. At that time, the ray tube instrument cost $7,500, which was equivalent to the cost of an average home. Even doctors found it expensive to purchase. The smaller frequency instruments eliminated the need for a ray tube by using pads that came in contact with the body to deliver the frequencies at a fraction of the cost. Because these instruments were smaller and came in contact with the body, they didn't need to have the same power as the ray tube unit. Due to cost and size, the RF carrier frequency portion that Dr. Rife normally used was left out to see how well they would work. Preliminary tests were encouraging, but the results were found to be extremely limited without the RF carrier frequency portion. Many instruments built today still do not use an RF carrier frequency, and the results are still very limited. Scientific tests have proven why Dr. Rife's use of an RF carrier is so important. It takes at least 1 megahertz to penetrate and go through the cells in the body. Frequencies lower than 1 megahertz were found to travel only through the connective tissue between the cells. Therefore, any instrument purchased should have and use one of Dr. Rife's carrier frequencies, which range from 2.5